Hi everyone, it's Kevin. Today is Monday, September 18th, and throughout our 124-year history, EB's been an innovator in bringing really the safest and most capable submarines to the United States Navy with innovations that include things like nuclear power, VPM today, more modernly, and electric drive propulsion for Columbia. And given the nature of our business, we've got a culture of not talking about how we do what we do. And that said, we've got a lot of innovations that we can be proud of, some of which we can talk about freely. Today, we'll talk about one example, and that's EB's Digital Enterprise, which up until recently we called the IPDE, or Integrated Product Development Environment. So joining me on the podcast is Tabitha Hitchcock, EB's Digital Enterprise Director. So Tabitha, welcome to the podcast, and let's talk a little bit about you first.
Thank you, Mr. Graney. Well,
Kevin, please.
Thank you, Kevin. Well, I'll be celebrating 30 years at Electric Boat in January, and I've really been fortunate to experience very different but related areas in the company in my 30 years, including engineering, where I started out as a structural engineer. I've worked in IT, process improvement. I spent 2.5 years in the shipyard as an area superintendent for hotel services for the 77 and 79 PSAs, which was actually one of my favorite things in my career. And then 13 years ago now, I took a position as a principal program rep in the Columbia Program Office, which really became the start of the Digital Transformation Program Office.
And we talked a little bit about this before we started recording. That was a 2-year assignment that's now grown into 13 years in this role. So
yes, I got asked a lot, when is IPDE going to be done? Never. That's the answer. Never.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about that because, my perspective, I came into EB in 95 and we were in the middle of designing Virginia on a new system. In that case, it was CATIA, but really functioning in a 2D document-based environment. So while we had a CAD capability to put that system together or the ship design together, it really got translated into 2D products. And so now we've transitioned to a 3D digital-based environment that started back in 2010 and what we've used for Columbia and now for VPM, really well ahead of our industry counterparts, which reflects a commitment to innovation that I think is part of our culture. So let's talk about the context for why we started our digital transformation then.
Okay. Well, in 2010, the design for the new Columbia class was starting. And at the same time, our legacy tool set was reaching its end of life. Electric Boat recognized the limitations with our 2D documents and processes, and we saw some really new promising capabilities coming out in the industry that supported our ability to produce a single source of data, or what we refer to as a 3D product model, to feed our downstream processes. And model-based design was really the direction that the manufacturing industry as a whole was going into already. We recognize how we've always done business really would not enable the velocity that the customer really needed for their ever-increasing national security demands. And we did recognize that if we were going to do better and position ourselves for growth, we had to adopt the new way of thinking that the new technology enabled. And I think additionally, it really hit us that our future shipbuilders were going to expect a way more tech-savvy environment than what we've had. Essentially, they're being born with a smartphone or a tablet in their hand.
And I think one of the things that to point out here is being a pioneer, particularly in this field, and I believe that we were one of the first in our industry to really move in that direction, is never easy. So let's talk a little bit about how we got our start here.
Yeah, so that is 100% correct. As I mentioned, in 2010, I took a position as a principal program rep in the new Columbia Program Office. And I was given this assignment, which seemed really daunting at the time, and it was essentially get rid of 2D drawings. And I wasn't handed a team. I wasn't handed a plan. It was just an assignment. And even my job really didn't have a description or I kind of had to write my own job assignment. So it was pretty interesting. And that assignment really grew and evolved to us fully leveraging the model-based technology across the submarine enterprise. So that means using a 3D product model from concept design through planning, construction, and even submarine maintenance. So we implemented Siemens model-based CAD and product lifecycle management tool set, NX and Team Center, to replace our legacy tools. So product lifecycle management tool set is basically a PLM, what people refer to it as. And we've evolved now from using 2D drawings that were, like you said, initially based off of a CAD model into 3D product model disclosures, which means now there's one single source of data that flows throughout the enterprise. That's really our source of truth for our technical data. And one other thing I wanted to point out, you mentioned about being early adopters. I think that that's what people forget, that we were early adopters, and it was extremely difficult to have this huge culture and process change. And I think that people sometimes suffer through and remember the trauma, and I don't think that they recognize all of the good things that we're able to do over the last 13 years.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's true. And so now here we are 13 years later, right? And we've rebranded from IPDE, really kind of where we began, to the digital enterprise, which is a different way to talk about this. So let's talk about that change and why we've gone from IPDE to digital enterprise.
Yeah, so as we mentioned, we were early adopters. And essentially, when we started this, there was no definitions, there was no terminologies for what we were doing. So as we always do, we created our own EB-isms and our own EB terminology for our digital evolution. So as I mentioned, we were kind of the guinea pigs for the software vendor. The software was really that they were creating was really promising, but it was still evolving. It wasn't mature at the time. So industry-wide nomenclature and definitions emerged in about the 2017 timeframe, but we stuck with our EB language, as we usually do. And the manufacturing industry slowly started evolving to these new terms, but we stuck with our EB language, like I said. It wasn't until we noticed that we weren't getting credit from our customers and even from the industry. So we'd go to conferences and we'd see other people up there doing probably half of what we implemented, and they were being recognized as the industry leaders, and we weren't. And I think that that's really when we noticed that words really do matter. So that's why we rebranded from IPDE to Digital Enterprise, and we're really trying to adopt all of the terminology that comes along with it.
Yeah, to your point, this isn't just a name change for, you know, marketing sake. We've really come to a pivotal stage in our development of this technology in terms of a digital enterprise. We've gone from design now to using that tool on the deck plate, and there's a considerable effort and a lot of focus and resources moving towards improving things like planning tools, which is the natural extension of the design product moving toward the deck plate. Adoption of digital tools on the deck plate, you know, tablets and those kind of things, and then more processes throughout EB and new manufacturing technologies today to increase volume and velocity for both programs, Virginia and Columbia, but also for all our future programs. So perfecting this and getting this digital enterprise moving in the same direction and becoming more and more efficient over time is really a lot of the work that you're involved with right now. So the rebranding really reflects an ongoing commitment to our innovation. This is here to stay, and we've got to find a way to continually improve and perfect this process. So I think those words do matter and help strengthen our competitive posture for future work. So let's talk a little bit about the next step. Where does this go out in the future?
Yeah, so I'm actually glad that you said this isn't going away, because as you mentioned before, this was supposed to be a 2-year assignment, and everyone asked, when is IPDE going to be done? And I said never, and it's true. We have to continually evolve, and now that we've gone digital, it's even more important for us to continually evolve and improve. So I think this is a really exciting time for us. As you mentioned, our next priority is adoption and use of digital execution tools such as tablets on the shop floor and on the deck plate, with now an exponentially larger workforce than we've had in the past. I think this is going to be a key enabler for us to support the increased rate of production that we need to meet the Navy's demands. Also, we may lead the shipbuilding industry in our digital implementation. I think we do need to rethink our supporting organizational structure. We seem to lag the industry in the way we're organizationally set up to support the next phases of our digital transformation for both our new submarine programs as well as our
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that before we started recording, right? We said maybe less of a project or program-oriented digital enterprise and more of a global focused organizational structure. So something for us to consider, I think, going forward here.
Right. And then from a capability perspective, we've been pursuing a lot of new capabilities. In the next few years, we're expecting to roll out a bunch that are going to enable increased velocity. So they, some of those include digital data transfer of our technical data from Electric Boat to other shipyards, suppliers, and our Navy customers. So now the Navy has access to our digital data, but we're not really pushing any digital data to like the Navy maintainers. Completing and improving our Wi-Fi rollout in our shipyard. So we've gotten a lot of that rolled out already, but we do need to improve it in certain areas where we have a lot of machines and equipment. I think one of the coolest things is augmented and virtual reality on the deck plates. We're going to be using that for installation and training. We're going to be putting out network connected manufacturing machines, and that's really for performance monitoring and predictive maintenance for the machines. And then robots and cobots, which are essentially robot helpers for humans, and those are going to be for our more labor-intensive manufacturing activities like welding, blasting, and painting, just to name a few.
Yeah, and we're seeing some of that already today at Quonset.
Right, I think that's so exciting.
Well, Tabitha, thanks. I really appreciate the story regarding our IPDE and you sharing that with us, now known as our digital enterprise, and how we've become a leader in the defense industry in terms of digital transformation. This time in our history, really across all industries, is a time when digital technologies and advancements are driving business changes in ways we've never experienced before. And the use of digital tools, especially in our shipyard, is key to EB achieving and sustaining volume and velocity. And you've heard me talk about that quite a bit. We need to support the Navy and our country's security demands through our embracing of our digital transformation. So thanks, everyone, and we'll talk again soon.